It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, what's going on? Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock and Hunter.
Hey.
Getting it done.
Hey, hello. Hey, by the way.
It's Monday. We're going to limp through this because, be honest, it's been a rough morning.
Mondays suck.
They do suck. Why do they suck so bad?
Somebody's got a case of Mondays.
No, man. Hell no, man. Say something like that, you get your ass kicked. So you've heard about this new guy on Jeopardy who's like set a record with how much he's won?
Faintly. I've heard a little bit about it, man.
David Lane. Hold on. This is different. I thought the guy was in. Anyway, there's this guy. There's this guy recently, and he's won like over $1 million.
Wow.
So he's crushing it on Jeopardy. And he's made some really big bets. He's made some really ballsy bets, and that's what they've been talking about. Like, damn, dude, he wagered like $100,000, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Anyway, but I just found this thing, and it's interesting. Apparently, there are $5 amounts you're not allowed to bet in Jeopardy.
Really?
You can't bet it. One of them is the number 69. You can't bet 69.
Why? It's ridiculous.
That is hilarious. That's something I would bet. Yeah. I would bet
sure
$69.
Alex would be okay with that.
Yeah, Alex would probably laugh his ass off.
What?
So you can't bet 69. Another one is 666. You can't bet $666.
Okay.
Like in Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. There are three other ones. $14, $88, and $14.88. Because they're all associated with white supremacy.
What?
I know. There's a white supremacist named David Lane who died in prison in 2007. Apparently, 14 refers to the number of words in the sentence that he wrote, which was, "We must secure the existence of our people and the future for white children." And the 88 refers to Lane's 88 precepts, a set of rules and guidelines on white supremacy that he wrote while he was locked up.
All right, let's think about this here for a second. Did you know that?
No.
Now, you listener, that you're listening to this right now, did you know that?
Probably not.
The answer is no. And so why that is
one
that a
seems,
rule?
That one seems a little crazy.
Little out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Jeopardy. I understand you're supposed to know a lot of things.
Like, why would someone go on there and then, like, oh, I'm going to bet $14.88? I mean.
That's offensive.
Yeah. What if someone scores $1,488?
Yeah, sorry.
And they want to bet it all.
The whole show explodes.
That's what that one's kind of weird.
It's stupid.
69 makes sense. Even the number of the beast.
It's stupid. It's a number.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a number that you put something that you that you put a label on.
I'm sure there's a lot of bad sentences that have 14 words.
You know, the letter B. Get rid of that.
Yeah.
It looks like boobs.
Yeah, it looks like boobs.
You know, it's offensive to me.
That one's weird. On the bright side, you can still bet 420 all day long.
Good.
There you go.
Good. I'm glad about that one.
I also bring this up too. Do you ever think you could compete at all at a Jeopardy
level?
No,
hell no.
I watched that show and it is baffling to me how little I know. And look, here's the thing is I spent part of my job is reading, research, learning facts.
Dude, honestly, out of all like dumb people,
yeah.
You and I should be fantastic.
But
because that is our job is to look up and learn random, strange things.
But I don't know anything. I think I've maybe answered three questions right on Jeopardy watching it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's baffling to me.
Well, here's what it is with Jeopardy, too, and I'm sure you know this, is they give you the subjects.
Oh, so, beforehand they do?
So if you're going to go on the show, I'm not sure how much time they give you, but they don't. They give you the subjects. How many are there? Five? Six? I'm just guessing there. I don't really watch Jeopardy too much.
Well, there's two rounds, isn't there?
I believe so. So say they give you, say there's six subjects.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a month beforehand when you know you're going to go on the show, they'll give you like 20 subjects to study.
Oh.
And so they'll only use six of the 20.
Yeah.
But they kind of narrow it down for you a little bit so you can kind of study up on it a little
so
bit.
So really, just have like a photographic memory would probably
absolutely
be the way to do it.
Absolutely. And you know what? You saying that, I'm pretty sure I've read somewhere that most people that win Jeopardy have photogenic memories.
You get photographic.
Photogenic. Well, it's a good-looking memory.
It's a good-looking memory. Boy, you would crush it on Jeopardy.
I would.
I'm more of a...
What is photogenic memory?
Right. I'm more of a bozo bucket kind
of
guy.
Bozo bucket. You're more of a no whammies.
Yeah, no whammies.
No whammies, no whammies, right. No whammies. Just got to hit
no whammies,
button.
No brainy.
Well, I'm trying to think of any game show that I feel like I could compete.
Here's the question. If you could pick any game show.
Yeah.
If somebody came up to you and says, hey, you know what? Any game show that's it could be off the air, on the air.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back if it's off. You could get to choose anyone. What would you choose?
The dating game.
The date.
Kiki, man, what the hell? What are you doing?
You would always think you'd pick something that has a big prize. But I feel like the ones with the big prizes are the harder ones to win.
See, I would do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I think I could do pretty well on that one.
It's multiple choice.
It is multiple choice, which it helps out. And, like, I've been, like, the episodes I have watched, like, I feel like I could at least do decent enough to win. Maybe not get a million, but I feel like maybe I could do well enough to get, like, 50 grand or something like that, you know?
Because
a lot of those questions, especially, like, the easy ones, and then you get to the guarantee, you know?
Yeah, it sucks, though, when you don't know, like, the $50 question.
Like, yeah, dude, when you see people get out on the first question, you're just like...
That's cringy.
Oh.
It's cringy. I don't know what I would pick. The millionaire one's good because it's multiple choice. There's actually a shot there.
Yeah, I think I could do all right on that.
Game show. God, I don't know, man. I've always wanted to go on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Plinko would be a good
See, time. Price is Right is another one, but two, like, it's
a gamble.
It's a gamble. You think you watch it and you think you know, like, oh, that's got to be this much, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Way off.
Yeah. That's just weird. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would pick.
If I know going on Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune's kind of lucrative.
It is, but there's another one. Like, there's so many times where, like, my mom's actually pretty good at Wheel of Fortune. She's good at guessing the phrase. Like, I think about it. I'm like, I wouldn't even, like, oh, it's places and things. And I'm like,
some people know it with, like, one letter.
Like that.
There's a thing going around on Facebook right now. It's a Wheel of Fortune screenshot.
Yeah.
And it's like the unsolvable puzzle that nobody can figure out. And it's only got like two. It's a two part answer.
Yeah,
two words, and it's got like two letters in each, and nobody can figure it out.
That's weird, man. Yeah, I don't think I'd do all right on Wheel of Fortune. I think Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would probably be my best one. Mm-hmm. Is there any other ones?
I'm trying to think of something easy.
The Newlywed Game, Kiki and I would do pretty good on.
Yeah,
I think we'd probably crush that one pretty well. Hell, you and I could do well in the Newlywed Game. We've been together for so damn long.
Yeah, right. How far do you think you could make it in like a wipeout course or a ninja warrior course?
Oh, not very far.
Me neither.
I like to think I'm an athletic guy, but I got a feeling that. But first of all, I wish they still had wipeout. That the bloopers are the greatest thing in the world.
You know what? You know what do you like better? I don't know if you've seen this. Is MXC Most Extreme Challenge? Remember that? That was kind of the originator of Wipeout.
I don't remember
MXC,
that one.
It was like the Asian show.
Yeah.
And they would like run across like a moving thing and they'd throw like balls at them. It was like Wipeout, but it was more extreme.
No, I don't think I've ever seen
Asians.
That one.
It was all Asians.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would always dub over the voices. I'm sure if I showed you a clip,
maybe
you'd be like,
I've seen it. Yeah, yeah.
And it was hilarious because it was just all set up for these guys to just get smashed,
just fail epically.
Just fail.
I love that.
You know,
well, that's what I love. Wipeout is like you'll see like the one athletic guy like, all right, he'll do all right, and then you got like Karen the soccer mom.
Yeah, it just gets smoked.
Just gets ruined by those red balls, and I'm like, yes. Oh, Karen, you got it.
Yeah.
Right, that dude. You know what? That's what I'm going to do today. On this nice rainy day, I'm going home and watching Wipeout bloopers because they're just fantastic. And the announcers on there, too, are just hilarious.
They're great.
Just hilarious. God, what was I going to tell you? Which one I could...
Well, if you're going to do that, go home and watch MXC. It's
I'll check it's that hilarious. Out. I'll watch it all. God, there was another one. What was I going to tell you? Forgot about it now. Oh, Fear Factor. See, here's the thing.
It's 50 grand.
50 grand. But like some of the things they did on Fear Factor, like, oh, you got to drive this car onto this trailer. I want to do that now in my own car.
Right.
Like, that's not scary to me. That's awesome.
Right.
You know, and like the other things, it's like you got all the safety harnesses and everything. Like, I just, the eating stuff I could probably do too because I've eaten a lot of weird things. It's like, all right, I'll eat this bull tongue.
I don't know if I could do some of the stuff you
it's
eat.
50
man.
Grand, man.
I know.
It's like, okay, one, I know they're not going to give anything that makes me sick. I'm not going to die eating this.
You know
what I mean?
Right, right. I will say, though, that on Rogan's podcast, he talks about it.
Yeah.
And there's stuff on that he talks about, like especially the second season.
Yeah.
That he says, he's like, dude, I don't understand how we got away with it.
He's like, I don't understand that some of the stuff these people had to eat and do.
Yeah.
He's like, there are episodes he walked up to film.
Yeah.
They do a couple a day or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he almost walked out. He's like, I don't want to be a part of this. Like,
really?
Like, this is too much. Like, you guys, this is too much.
Did he talk about, like, certain episodes?
Yeah, there was one episode where he got in a fight with a guy.
I remember that one. Yeah, the guy was...
He talks about that one.
Yeah.
But there's certain episodes, I can't remember what they were eating, but he almost walked out on set one day because he's like, dude, this is a guaranteed lawsuit. He's like, guys, we cannot do this. And they ended up doing it because they all signed the waivers, whatever.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the contestants actually went through with it. But he said specifically one episode. He was like, dude, I almost quit. I was
really?
I didn't want a lawsuit. I didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, to be that
God,
guy.
I wish I remember what they ate.
Was it the bull penis one?
It was either that or it was the sperm. I want to say it was the sperm one.
I don't remember that.
It wasn't where they had to take a shot.
Yeah.
They had to drink like a stein. They had to drink a full stein of horse sperm. That's what it was.
No.
Swear it. He had said he almost walked out. He's like, dude, we can't do that. Like, if you drink a full stein of horse sperm,
yeah,
it's gonna do something to you. They ended, one contestant actually did it, got through with it.
No,
dude, look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh, this is gonna be great on my search history.
Oh, I should God, just yeah, say, yeah. How you gonna word that one?
Fear factor.
You gonna yeah.
Horse.
Here you go. Here's the most extreme. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
With, like, the boulder running down, they got to, like, jump in the little spots.
Horse sperm. I can't believe I'm looking this up on my work computer.
Yeah, be careful. I don't want to see anything.
Donkey juice?
It might have been a donkey. I don't know. But
Fear Factor was canceled.
Oh, it was canceled after that.
Making a contestant drink donkey urine and semen.
Oh.
Yeah, it was canceled because of that.
I knew there was something with
that.
Yeah, but Rogan called it. He's like, dude, we shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, no joke.
There's some stuff on that show that the only reason they could do it was because it was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, and before
there's no way.
Oh,
if you watch it now, it's pussy compared to what they were doing back in the early 2000s.
Back to that, I think I could do most of the like a lot of the things didn't scare. It was like, all right, you're not going to die doing this.
I don't think I can do the height stuff.
The height stuff?
I don't think I could.
Yeah, but you're strapped in. They got all the safety harnesses
on
you.
It's different, though.
Yeah.
Once you're up there and you see it and you feel it.
Pussy.
Ugh, dude.
Probably have no problem with that donkey juice, would you? You'd be like, go.
That was yesterday, man. That was my weekend.
Oh, good God.
That was a fun weekend. You're not afraid of heights, huh?
I wouldn't say no. I'm very aware of heights, if that makes sense to you. If I don't need to go up high on something, but it's not like I'm going out. I see those people like climbing like the buildings, and I'm like, no, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. But if I'm up there, I'm fine.
I think my buddy like literally shuts down.
Yeah,
I remember climbing one of my cousin's antenna. He had one of those old school antennas that on the side of the house where you go way up.
Yeah.
I got like halfway up, or maybe a little bit more than halfway up. Dude, I locked up.
Did you?
Locked up. I'm serious. We almost had to call a fireman to come get me like a cat.
Yeah.
It's like your muscles just like, they wouldn't let me do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
Yeah, you froze.
Just froze. Locked
fight
up.
Fight or flight?
You know?
You had to fight? Or the
and it's flight. Easier going up. Going down sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
like
the scary part about climbing things, like if I'm climbing something and it's like it's kind of rickety or you know what I mean, like an area that's like not really meant to be, that's where I'll get like, but if I'm going up a ladder, I'm all right. I know it's sturdy. If I'm going up something that's meant to be climbed.
Could you go to the top of a skyscraper and look over the edge?
Did I do that?
Or could you?
We
with no harness.
When we were in New York, we were up on top, and that was, we went to the Empire?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Well, yeah, we were up there. I was like, whoa. They had this glass walkout thing. I did that. Anyway, but yeah, so I never knew that about Jeopardy. I think that one's kind of stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, what was this podcast about?
It was about Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weird numbers. But then I want to talk about game shows. Because I've never been on a game show. I've never come close to being on a game
show. We'd be good on a game show.
I think we would.
I think
we'd
kill it. And, you know, if we did make it to one, they'd ask us back.
You think so?
I think so. I think I'm pretty confident with that.
Yeah?
We'd kill it.
We should maybe find, don't they do, like, those team ones where it's, like, you know, the challenges ones?
Yeah. Game Show Network's actually pretty good. You ever watch that?
No, I don't have cable.
Oh, yeah.
Moron.
It's entertaining. Family Feud would be a good one.
Oh. Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do-do. We actually looked up how to get on the Family Feud, and, yeah. And it's got to be immediate family, so we'd be screwed, but...
Damn.
That'd be sweet.
Can your folks adopt me for just for the show? It'd be great.
I'd just like to meet Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey. Just say something ridiculous to make Steve Harvey blush.
Yeah.
Boobs, Steve Harvey.
What up, Mr.
Boobs.
Potato Head. I saw you in Toy Story.
You know what would be fun is wear like a suit just like one of his.
A guy did.
Oh, really?
It did. I swear. Yes. He wore a Steve Harvey suit.
That's hilarious,
Steve
man.
Just like talked him up. Yeah. Man, you looking so good. That's funny. Even had like the Steve Harvey dance.
Yeah.
Because Steve Harvey wears like the old school suits.
He wears
the real big loose.
The big loose. Yeah, the old like zoot suits almost.
Which I kind of like those suits.
Yeah?
I don't think they look good on a skinny white boy.
Got
but.
Like 36 buttons on the jacket.
Right, yeah. The coat would go down to like the knees.
That Sunday suit, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this podcast. If you're ever on a game show, good luck to you. Mm-hmm.
Go get them.
Go get them. Yeah. Don't forget to explore more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the Plan B After Show podcast. And, as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
$1, Brock. $1.
$1. Ah!
F you, man.
You son of a bitch.